Do you have teeth that you wish you had straightened out as a child? Well, the good news is it's not too late. We're going to talk about that today. Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry in Cary Garner and Fuquay-Wave Arena. Thank you for joining us on this Mother's Day.
Well, first of all, let me say Happy Mother's Day to
Happy Mother's Day.
God gave us mothers for a reason, just like he gave us teeth.
One thing I always wondered about is everyone born with straight teeth or not, and what makes them crooked?
Our teeth predominantly were given to us to chew our food. You know, basically everything else from a tooth perspective is purely cosmetic, you know, our smile and how we think it looks. And so teeth come in different ways. Some people's teeth come in straight, some come in, they're a little bit crowded. Maybe their genetics don't allow their jaws to be big enough. So they come in crooked. A lot of people, I would say the majority of people, you know, have some form of malalignment or misalignment of their teeth. And that can affect the bite if it's severe. But the majority of people can function with the way their teeth come in. And a lot of people just don't like the way they look. And I think society has kind of, especially in America, has kind of put, you know, a window of, hey, the teeth have to be straight for you to look good and smile good in pictures.
I can see the aesthetic benefits for using something like clear aligners or braces to straighten your teeth. But if they are misaligned, does that cause problems with your other teeth?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we first look at when we're evaluating someone's bite is how the teeth are coming together. And, you know, if your teeth are end to end in the front, you're going to wear them out pretty quickly versus if they're overlapped. We also look at how the teeth are meeting in the back. You know, some people only hit on one or two teeth in their mouth because of what we call severe malocclusion due to skeletal deficiencies and or your skeleton grows too much. So there's a lot of things that we look at other than the cosmetic aspect. But yes, we want the what we call the perfect ideal bite so that patients can not only look good, but they can also function.
You're listening to Teeth Talk on WPTF with Dr. Ashley Mann. We're talking about straightening teeth today. What are the options?
The three most common ways to straighten your teeth is one, traditional braces, which we're all very used to seeing when we go to orthodontist very, very young. The second most popular and really has gained popularity is the clear aligners. Most people have heard of it, Invisalign. Is one of the most popular. And then the third way is veneers. If someone wants to get their teeth straight quicker and they're just a little bit crooked or they have spacing closed, they can do that with poor veneers.
We mentioned Invisalign, which is a clear aligner. So explain what they are and how they function.
Yeah, so Invisalign is clear aligners, and there's many different types. But basically, trays put pressure on your teeth, and we use AI basically to determine where the teeth need to be. And then we fabricate a series of trays to basically push the teeth into place. That's a good way of putting it, because the pressure is put on the teeth and each tray puts a certain amount of pressure. It's a very light amount of pressure, but any pressure against teeth will move them, and they move away from pressure, teeth do. So the slight pressure that each tray puts on them moves those teeth into place and allows an ideal position. Now, depending on how bad the crowded or crooked teeth are, depends on the number of trays you have to use to get them back into the position that looks not only cosmetically pleasing, but also functioning properly.
So you wear these just at night?
No. If you wear them just at night, it takes about 2 to 3 times longer. Trays are worn pretty much throughout the day, 18 hours a day. You can take them out to eat. You also can take them out if you have a special event that you're going to and you don't want to have to deal with them or a meeting. But you want to wear them at least 18 hours a day is what is recommended.
Tell me the maintenance that's required for Invisalign.
One of the reasons why Invisalign and clear aligners are so popular is because the maintenance is a lot easier than traditional braces. All you have to do is pop out those trays and brush your teeth and floss your teeth. It's a lot harder to keep food out of your brackets and your braces, normal braces. So it is one of those things that we see a better oral hygiene compliance with the Invisalign versus your traditional braces. And keeping the trays clean are pretty easy. You run them under water and soap. You can use soap as well to clean them. But they're very easy to clean. And the thing is, you're usually changing them out about once every 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how fast your teeth are moving.
And they are hardly noticeable.
That's right. They're clear. And so most people, when you smile, don't even notice that you have them in. They're very comfortable. Unlike traditional ortho, where the brackets rub your lips and you can get sores, you don't really have that with the trays. They're very smooth. They're very soft on the gums and not hard at all. So a lot of people comply with it a lot easier. And that's the one thing I would say about the clear aligners and Invisalign is you have to be compliant and change those trays out. You know, with traditional ortho, you don't have to be as compliant. You just have to go to your orthodontist and they will change your wires out basically in rubber bands. But you at home will have to change your trays. So you have to set a schedule so that you're changing them on a regular basis.
What typical issues can Invisalign help?
You know, they can fix quite a bit. You know, one of the limitations to clear aligners is they have a hard time pulling teeth down. So what we call extruding teeth, which means, you know, bringing them down into place if they're too far up. And intrusion, which means pushing the teeth back up into the gums. Those are the hardest things, and it takes a little bit longer to do them. You can accomplish it with the clear aligners, but it's a lot easier with traditional braces. But we use a different type of clear aligner called Candid Pro in our office, and it's a different type of tray. It's a little bit thicker, and it has a little bit more flexibility. Another good thing about this company that we use is they allow the patients to take, I call them selfies, but they're a little mouthpiece, and they're allowed to use their iPhone to take pictures with that mouthpiece in place. And orthodontists follow the track and how their teeth are tracking while they're in treatment. If for some reason they don't feel that the tracking is going right, they will say, okay, we need to make a new or more trays or different trays to make sure that cut the length of time it takes to get the teeth straight down, because they can get those problems early on and get new trays to correct the issue. Whereas most other clear aligners, you have to wait till the very end of your trays. And then we take a nice digital scan and send it to the company there. And they might say, oh, we need, you know, 15 to 20 more trays. It didn't quite turn out the way we wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, just another example how technology has changed the world of dentistry. You're listening to Teeth Talk this week on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. News, talk, traffic. And we are back on Teeth Talk, continuing our discussion with Dr. Ashley Band about straightening teeth. As you grow older, can teeth still move out of place?
Yeah, that's a great question. Absolutely. Your teeth move throughout your whole life. Even if you had braces or didn't have braces, your teeth can shift depending on how your teeth wear. And again, as I said, they shift away from too much pressure. So if you're putting too much pressure on teeth, they're going to try to shift to more balanced pressure when you're biting your teeth together. So, but yes, that's a good question, especially for those who've had braces. You know, your teeth have memory. They want to go back to where they originally were when they were crooked. And braces really stretch the fibers that surround the teeth and move them into place. And that's why it's so important to wear retainers. That's why your orthodontist and even those that we do in our office, the Invisalign, we, strongly recommend that you wear your retainer as much as possible, because those teeth will move back pretty quickly because those fibers, like I said, have a memory. So, yes, that is a good question.
So if you're trying to decide between traditional braces and clear aligners, are there advantages with clear aligners?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, clear aligners are a lot more comfortable, and people can take care of their teeth from an oral hygiene perspective a lot easier. They also look a lot better. People, like you said, you can't really tell if someone has clear aligners unless you get really, really close. Now, braces with orthodontics, they have an advantage. We can move teeth a little bit more precisely with traditional orthodontics with the bands and the wires. Can't necessarily say you can do it quicker. They both can take about the same amount of time. However, compliance wise, you don't really have to comply too much with regular orthodontic treatment. Your brackets are there, your wires are there. What you have to comply with is a little bit extra time with oil care at home, because it's harder to floss your teeth, it's harder to brush your teeth, you get a lot of food caught in them. So there's advantages and disadvantages to both, really.
Dr. Manless, Teeth Talk listeners with children, when should they be concerned about addressing the issue of misaligned teeth?
We try to recommend that all of our parents get an orthodontic evaluation as soon as we start seeing the front four to six teeth, the permanent teeth start coming in. And the reason we like to send them to the orthodontist is they get to take a look and see if there's any crowding issues. One of the problems that we have with crowding and not enough space when those front teeth are coming in is your canines, which is your long eye teeth. If there's not enough room, they can become impacted. And it's very, very hard to get them to come down. So much so that they're impacted. A lot of times you have to go in and do surgery and put a chain and link that chain down to the braces to pull it into place. We like to avoid that. So we send all of our patients to orthodontists for evaluation early on. And sometimes if you're crowded, there's different things that we have to do to create more space so that those canines can drop in.
These clear aligners, is this something you have to get used to? What do you hear from patients as far as the adjustment period?
I would say about 99% of all patients are usually within 2 weeks to 3 weeks, very, very accustomed to having them in their mouth, and they don't have to think about them anymore. You know, when you first put them in, you might drool a little bit. You're going to feel the tightness, and you have to get used to having that feeling before those things stop. Once your subconscious gets used to them, it's like sometimes people are like, I started eating and I was like, oh, I have my, clear aligners in, and I had to pop them out to eat because they didn't realize that they had them in because they're so comfortable. But I don't see too many complaints. There are some people that, may have some sensory issues that the trays might not be something that they can do, but they would also probably have the same issues with traditional braces as well.
Talk about other ways that people can straighten teeth.
Well, there's a lot of people, as we said earlier in the show, that want immediate, straight and or closing spaces. And with that, we do traditional veneers. You can straighten your teeth for traditional veneers. It just depends on if they're slightly or moderately misaligned or crooked. We can come in and we can place veneers and make a straight smile. The one thing that we have a hard time doing with veneers is changing the bite. You'd have to do a lot of teeth to change your bite. But to get your teeth straight and to look really nice in the front, veneers are a great option. You can do no prep veneers sometimes on patients that have a lot of spacing. You also can have a selection of, you can do resin-based veneers, which are a lot cheaper, actually, than porcelain veneers. Porcelain veneers are great because they don't stain and they look like your natural teeth. But that is an option for those that say, hey, I don't want to wear, trays for 6 to 12 months, or I don't want to go into traditional ortho. I just want my teeth straight.
Thanks for tuning in to Teeth Talk today, heard every Sunday at 4:30 on WPTF. If you missed any portion of the show, or if you're interested in other dental topics, just check out our podcast on demand at WPTF.com, available wherever you get your podcast as well. One more segment coming up of Teeth Talk on WPTF. Okay, we're back. We've done programs in the past about Healthy Start for very young kids. Let's talk about how Healthy Start can help the amount of time or even need for braces in the first place.
Yeah, so Healthy Start starts at a very young age, a lot younger than traditional braces. One of the things that I mentioned earlier in the show is if you don't have enough room or you have some skeletal growth issues, a lot of these come from bad habits. Some of these bad habits could be mouth breathing, tongue thrusting. If you can imagine pushing your tongue against your front teeth, grinding your teeth, all of these things can cause the jaw development to not go as we need it to. And that creates what we call crowding problems, which can lead to what we call impaction, canine impactions. So a Healthy Start, the first part, there's two steps to Healthy Start. The first part is a habit correction. So we place a mouthpiece in as early as 18 months old if we're seeing breathing disorders or any kind of grinding problems. If we're seeing these, we start as early as 18 months and we go all the way up to 12, 13, 14 years old. And it's just a rubber mouthpiece that a patient wears at night, the habit corrector, to correct those habits like tongue thrusting and mouth breathing and all those other problems that we see. And it also naturally expands the palate, which is what we want. That palate has to be a certain width so that we don't get that crowding and loss of space that we need for those permanent, which are bigger teeth, to come in. Because remember, baby teeth are very small. Your permanent teeth are 2 to 3 times bigger than your baby teeth. So as your jaw grows, we want it to grow so that you have room for those bigger teeth. The second part of Healthy Start is what we call a guide. It guides your teeth as they erupt into the right and correct position. You know, one of the things that traditional braces do is we wait till all the permanent teeth come in, and then we place either the aligners or the traditional braces on the teeth where they come into place. We don't do that with the Healthy Start. We try to guide them in as they're erupting, which means as they're growing in, into the correct position. So that's why you mentioned either you can avoid having braces if you wear these at an early age, or at the least, it decreases the amount of time you have to wear traditional braces.
Let's talk about older adults. Is there a kind of a peak period where you like to see people get into clear aligners?
There really isn't. I've seen 60, 70-year-old with clear aligners. I've also seen them with traditional braces. So there is no age limit. We do see a higher increase in Invisalign in females from the ages around 25 up to around 45. And that's usually because, it's a cosmetic. They don't like their smile. Most of the people that we see doing Invisalign, as we said earlier, are those who've had braces in the past and they didn't wear their retainers, so their teeth moved. But there's some older people that have never had braces before, and they have the means and the money to do it. So they decide, I want straight teeth. I've been living with these crooked teeth all my life, so now is the time. And they bite the bullet and do it.
Earlier, we did mention Candid Pro versus Invisalign. Does one work faster than the other?
Candid Pro does work faster because of the fact that you do have eyes on your teeth every 2 weeks when you're taking those pictures with your camera. They also move a little bit more precise because of the way that they make their clear aligners, the material that they use. So, yes, we do see a quicker outcome with Candid Pro versus Invisalign.
Okay. So you would say it's never too late.
Never too late. That's right. Never too late. If you've always wanted a perfect smile, it's never too late to get braces or clear aligners.
I'd suggest you explore your options with Dr. Ashley Mann. He has three offices in Cary Garner and Fuquay Varina of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. The number is 919-462-9338. You can also go online, smileman.com, the smile, MANN.com. Dr. Mann, what can we be talking about next week? Right. Well, make an appointment today to Dr. Charles Ashley Mann and get your options. Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry have offices in Cary Garner and Fuquay Varina. Call 919-462-9338. As always, go to smileman.com, smileman.com. Get all the information in advance there. That wraps up today's show. What are we going to talk about next week?
We are going to talk about, I don't think we've talked about it in a while, but we're going to talk about sleep apnea and how it can be treated.
Well, tune in next Sunday at 4:30 for that. For Dr. Ashley Mann, I'm Mike Slaman, and this has been Teeth Talk. Keep smiling.